Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and we're back live in the green space here at WNYC. You'd think violinist Joshua Bell has played everywhere and with everyone. He's been in major concert halls, on the soundtrack for films like The Red Violin and Angels and Demons. He even played last week at the White House, where he played for President and Michelle Obama. But with his latest album, At Home with Friends, we learn that some of his closest pals are not just classical artists, they are performers from Broadway, folk, Latin, and Indian music, not to mention guys like Sting and Josh Groban. Joshua Bell is here with some of those friends today, singer Frankie Moreno, the pianist Frederick Hsu, and to begin, the Cuban-American band Tiempo Libre. Here they are with Joshua Bell and a live performance of Para Ti.
Thank you.
The song is called Para Ti. The band Tiempo Libre with violinist Joshua Bell, live at WNYC's Dream Space. Joshua, the album is called At Home With Friends.
Yes.
How does this happen? You're sitting at home. It's a quiet night in the apartment. There's a knock on the door. You open it, and there's a Cuban-American band. Yeah. Can Josh come out and play? Is that how this happens?
It's a lot less quiet when they're in the house. I like to have in my house sort of soirees, I guess, musical soirees and parties with music. And it's fun to enjoy music in the house. And it was kind of the inspiration for this album because I've gathered so many cool friends over the years and many in classical and some sort of in these other worlds. And I thought I'd bring them all together for an album.
So it actually isn't done in the apartment, but in a proper...
In my apartment, yeah.
But I mean the record.
Oh, the record? Well, it's sort of misleading, I guess, yeah.
But inspired
it's
by...
It's in the spirit of being at home with my friends. Not really my friends. No, they...
I mean, they say that Schubert used to do this sort of thing, you know, have people come over, a little singing, a little dancing.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, in the 19th century, really, that's how music was enjoyed much of the time. People didn't always go out to concerts to hear music. They played. They learned. Everyone played music, and it was a normal thing to have. And Schubert and Mendelssohn and much of the great chamber music was written for these sort of occasions.
And deprived as they were of television, they didn't have a whole lot else going on. You, on the other hand, have plenty of options, but you continue to do this. What's the attraction of
Believe it or not, there is more to life even with television than television. I love playing in Carnegie Hall and the great places like that, but you can ask my friends many of my friends are not musicians, who come to the house and come to these events, and they say it's just so much better than going to Carnegie Hall. It's up front and sitting in front. People are eating and drinking and enjoying music in a way it's sort of ad lib. Whoever wants to get up and play. And Sting has not been to my house yet, but he's on the album. But hopefully I'll get him over to my house for the next one.
So the idea here was maybe to plant a seed in that case.
That's right, exactly.
Next time one of these soirees happen. So there's a kind of a parade of musical figures coming and going on the record. As you say, not all classical. Right. Everything from Anushka Shankar, Ravi Shankar's sitar
Ravi,
playing
Ravi
daughter.
Actually, the great Ravi Shankar, he wrote us a piece
That's
to
okay.
play
you can
together.
Applaud, the Shankars if you like.
I mean, of course, Ravi Shankar is a legend, and he wrote a piece for his daughter Anushka and myself a few years ago, in fact, and we played it at a festival, and it was so much fun, and finally I had a place on a record like this to put it, you know, and a lot of my friends I've done projects with over the years, like Kristen Chenoweth, we've done duets for various TV specials and things, but never a place on a record to do it, so finally I brought it all together into one place.
Well, and when we get to the piece with Frankie Moreno in just a few minutes, that also is from the record, but the piece you're going to do for us next is not.
No. Well, the thing with Frankie Moreno, which is something from the Beatles, Frankie is an example of someone I met in Las Vegas, and I heard him play, and I thought, wow, this guy is great. He's sort of a rock pianist.
What were you doing in Las Vegas?
What was I doing? The story will stay there.
So we're to understand this was not a concert.
But someone, a classical friend, brought me to a place where he was playing and said, you got to hear this guy. He wrote symphonies when he was 9 years old, but he's playing rock music and touring with rock bands, and we got to know each other, and we wrote this Eleanor Rigby song together. So that was part of the fun of the album, too, is making these arrangements.
You mean you wrote the arrangement?
Arrangement.
I think two other guys wrote the song.
I wrote
song.
The thing. I said Eleanor Rigby thing. I wrote the thing. We
wrote
the thing.
The thing. Okay. All right. Just as long as we clear that up. Litigious times, you know. You don't want to say the wrong thing.
Now we're going to play a classical piece. My friend Frederick Chu, one of my oldest friends, almost 30 years we've known each other.
Since he was six.
Right,
okay.
We're going to play a piece by Tchaikovsky, Melody of Tchaikovsky.
Once again, Joshua Bell with Frederick Chu live in the Green Space on Soundcheck. Joshua Bell, Frederick Chu at our piano, at the Fazioli piano here at WNYC's Green Space, and the melody by Tchaikovsky. We are broadcasting live at 93.9 FM and a live webcast going out at WNYC.org. If you're listening at home, you can actually see as well as hear what's going on this soundcheck program from WNYC's ground floor performing space, the Jerome L. Green Performance Space. A quick change of pianists as Frederick Chu makes way and Frankie Moreno sits down at the keyboard. And this will be, as Joshua described it, the Eleanor Rigby thing, which appears on the new record called At Home with Friends, and now a live performance here in the Green Space on today's edition of Soundcheck.
Picks up the rice in a church where her wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing words to the sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care, all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Church and is buried along with her name. Nobody came.
Eleanor Rigby, arranged and played by violinist Joshua Bell and the pianist and singer Frankie Moreno, live here in the green space on Soundcheck at WNYC-FM 93.9 and WNYC.org. And a version of that song appears on Joshua Bell's new record called At Home With Friends. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but fortunately there are exceptions. You're able to bring Frankie from Vegas for us here today. When you're not at home playing with friends, and when you're not at Carnegie Hall and the other great concert halls around the world, you can be found below ground in the Washington Metro.
Oh, that you famous, have to mention that.
That famous story that won its author a Pulitzer Prize a couple of years ago.
That's true. Well, it was an experiment that I participated in the subway. You won't find me there again soon.
And you've played above ground there in Washington, D.C. just last week.
Yeah,
in
the same
the White
town.
House.
Yes.
A little bit of a different... And there you are on the screen. Folks can see it at WNYC.org. What was it
like? That was a thrill. I actually played for President Obama earlier this year at the Ford's Theater at Lincoln's 200th birthday. So I met him twice in 1 year. So I'm very fortunate. He was a great presence. It's great that they're having concerts there at the White House. And it was my first time to play at the White House, so it was definitely exciting. And to meet Michelle as well. And the kids I even met this time. So
very nice.
I'm sorry about the name dropping, but that's...
Well, you know, that's kind of why we talk about you playing in the White House. I wonder if you met the president. Yes, he met the president. Joshua Bell. And now he's met all of you. Thank you, folks, for being here for Soundcheck this afternoon. Joshua Bell, great to see you again. The album is called At Home With Friends, and that's going to do it for our live broadcast today from the Green Space. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and we had help today from Paul Schneider, Julia Forlan, and Rachel Kowal. Our Greenspace team includes Indira Etwaru, Gil Schuster, Nikki Johnson, Jenny Langsam, Kristen Smith, Ricardo Fernandez, Brianna Stimson, and White Horse Video Productions. Thanks to everybody for being a part of this event here at WNYC's Greenspace today. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you'll be with us again tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.